¿Y esos los hicieron ustedes mismos?
No, es un artesano.
Se mandan a hacer así.
Son muy bonitos. Muy bonito.
It's almost impossible to spend time with Enrique Morones without stopping to talk to passerbys. He stops his car under the rambunctious freeway overhead and begins talking to two people putting on chinelo costumes in the infamous Chicano Park.
2 años, wow. Took 2 years to make that costume.
Morones explains the significance of the costumes as we wait to see the final product.
They dress up in really complex type of outfits that symbolizes when the Spaniards invaded Mexico, and they would dance, and it was like making fun of the Spaniards.
The two chinelos look like real life versions of the figures embedded in the surrounding murals. They wear brightly colored costumes adorned with beading and feathers, and even a mask that covers their face.
So I'm the founder of three organizations. The first one I founded was Border Angels, then the House of Mexico, because there's no House of Mexico in Balboa Park, and the third is Gente Unida.
A local activist across both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border, Enrique Morones has dedicated over half of his life to helping immigrants in his local community. Although no longer the leader, his first organization, Border Angels, was founded in 1986 and is still active.
And Border Angels, the mission is saving migrant lives. We used to put water in the desert.
From life-saving water drop-offs in the scorching desert, Morones is now mostly active with Gente Unida, his second organization that provides resources and stress relief to asylum seekers.
Gente Unida, I work a lot with kids. Do a lot with the arts. So with the art stuff, like painting, because drawing takes you to another place.
On top of painting and drawing, the organization works with local bands to bring music and dance to migrant children.
We work with a group called the Hausman Quartet. Really beautiful, so we do a drum circle with them. And it's really cute because they have no rhythm to them. So they're just pounding on the drums. It's just fun to see that interaction. And once again, to bring down the stress and all those types of things.
Morones amplifies his message of love and union across international borders on national TV, debating with opponents of immigration. But being an outspoken advocate for asylum seekers has garnered him unwanted attention as well.
And then of course there's the haters, but the haters are usually pretty radical, they're violent people and stuff. So I'm careful, So I call them, I'll call the FBI or whoever's the appropriate person, and I'll go, hey, this incident happened. I'd appreciate it if maybe you would go by my mom's house or something like that.
But aside from the threats, there are moments of raw appreciation for his work.
So I like to engage people. People remember. Oftentimes I'm walking down the street and it's the person of color, they'll stop me and they'll go, hey, thanks for what you're doing or whatever.
These expressions of gratitude are not simply for his organized efforts for immigration reform. They're also a compliment to the rather unconventional roles he often takes on to help those in his local community.
Because a lot of people, they know me, they see me, and they trust me, so they will ask, like somebody that works here, she was telling me she was a victim of domestic violence, and she told me like a really long story. And so I said that I said, I'm not an attorney, but I'll help you. So we're helping her.
And despite his recent health complications, he makes it a priority to continue his work. And he even has his eyes set on expanding Gente Unida.
We're looking for more funding so we can rent a bigger space that could be an office, not just a storage area.
With no plans of stopping anytime soon, Morones will continue to push his impact for others, whether through his own actions or by supporting other organizations.
So I've dedicated my life to this. I thought when I started Border Angels, I would be putting water in the desert for, a couple of months, and it's been 40 years since I started it.
For Calm 102B, I'm Neelu Shabandy.